My name is Victor Hernandez Stumpfhauser, and I'm the composer of the score for Ciudades Desiertas, or Me Estás Matando, Susana.
Well, I mean, what an incredible film, and I mean, a big part of filmmaking is the music.
The music.
It's so important. How did you become involved with this project?
Well, I got a call from Roberto Snyder, the director. I had already worked with him before on a previous film, and he was at the end of wrapping up this film, and he called me because he needed a few spots in the film that needed to tie all the emotional aspects of the film, basically. And he asked me if I could, you know, provide with some of the music, and I was, of course, honored and flattered.
So, how does that process work for you? I mean, how do you begin? How do you begin to, you know, start to make a character? Because the music in itself is another character.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, we watch the film. We talk about it. He, the director, and I. You know, he explains to me what he wants. In this case, he's using a song from a Mexican artist called Rodrigo as like the centerpiece of the film, the emotional centerpiece of the film. And so what he wanted is for me to use that tone to spread it out in the rest of the film where it was required, that kind of emotional backdrop. And so we talked about that, and you know, you do several versions, and then you modify, then you redo again, and eventually you just have to say, this is it.
Yeah. So how many pieces do you start out with, and how many pieces do you end up with?
I mean, in the end, you know, you typically for each scene that you work, you end up doing maybe like 15 versions, 20 versions, different versions with different tones, with different instruments, with different rhythms and different tempos. And that's just a number. I mean, eventually some scenes become more complicated than others. There has been a time when you nailed it at the first or second version.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just takes really long experimenting, trying and trying to make sense of the emotional flow of the film, you know, see if it works.
Yeah, it seems like a tedious process, and you're so underappreciated.
Yeah,
you know?
It
really is an art, because the music really evokes, you
right,
know, all
right,
the
right.
emotions. It kind of triggers you to.
I guess the work to be tedious, but it's all very rewarding. Mm-hmm. You know, you do go through a lot of just trial and error, and it can go for a long time. But like right now, and we just saw it with an audience for the first time, when you get all the reactions, it's totally worth it. You know, you're so happy about it, and you're like, wow, that really worked well.
Well, what is your background? I'm curious about.
I'm a pianist. I studied as a concert pianist, and then I did some graduate studies in film music composition.
Well, what's next for you? What projects are you working on?
Well, I'm working on another Mexican film that's just begun. Shot the film, and I have two other projects lined up at some point that are, you know, so
that are secret now, right?
Yeah, for now, yeah. But luckily, job and I mean work keeps coming. And,
yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Where's the film going next?
I hear it's going to be playing in theaters. Nationwide in May 5th, I think.
And then will we see it in the States?
I hope so. I actually don't know.
Okay.
I need to ask Roberto about that, but I really hope so. I think
I know.
I think there could be
There's a big audience there. It's so clever. It's so good.
Especially because it deals with cross story.
Yeah, I mean the jabs about the racism.
Exactly.
And it's so good.
It's good. So interesting. And Mexican macho man and all those things. It's so interesting and very poignant.
Yeah.
At times.
But with still a lot of humor.
But very
It's not offensive. It's
No. It's
funny.
So funny. And it's so funny to reflect yourself.
Yeah.
You know, watching those things.
Exactly. Well, congratulations and thank you so much for the interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much.